Amid all the talk about homeland security, we turn now to Britain and an anomalous holdover from World War II. Among various measures to cope with the Blitz, Britain adopted early closing hours for pubs, 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10:30 on Sunday. A new bill would change that, and while it's still months away from becoming law, this long-delayed peace dividend is apparently the talk of the locals. Charlotte Rennick, manager of a pub in the West End of London, says the new hours could do away with all the all-too-familiar pub crawler's deadline strategy, last-minute binge drinking.
What you have is people look at the clock, they see they've only got 15 minutes left to drink or to order their beer. So you end up with binge drinking, people coming up to the bar, ordering, you know, more than just the one pint, shots, things to think, right, okay, to move on, we're going to have to, like, go home. So they try and start drinking as much as possible almost. Not all the time, there are responsible drinkers. But on the whole, you can see people clock watching, that they're trying to get as much beer down before they have to go home. I mean, consumption per head would sort of like rise by probably at least 50 to 60% just for those last 10 minutes.
Well, let's say that the new hours take effect. How would that change life at your pub?
For me, I would apply for a later license. I would get declined one because I'm in a residential area. And my council here are very, very old-fashioned. But what we hope to see, people like me and people who are in the trade, is that you won't have that binge drinking. They know if a pub's going to close at 11, there's probably going to be one down the road that'll be open till 2. And so you're getting rid of, we would think, a lot of the aggression and a lot of, you know, violent behavior.
I'm just curious what you think about this, how you explain it. Britain has this rather, almost puritanical closing time of 11 o'clock in the pubs. And it certainly was never my impression that the British were at all shy about consuming alcohol.
I think that's a very polite way of putting it. I think a lot of the reputation of, you know, the Brits abroad, the yob element, as we refer to it, I think you get rid of that because you get rid of the antisocial behavior of people trying to drink stupid amounts in a small amount of time.
But in all fairness, Charlotte, the yob element, as you say, if not binging between a quarter to 11 and the time they have to walk out the door, could consume a lot more than that if they had until 4 in the morning to keep on drinking.
Yeah, but people adapt. You're not going to have the need to have to drink that much in a short amount of time. People will start spacing out their drinks because at the end of the day, what will never change is a certain person is only going to have so much expendable income. There's only ever going to be so much that they can spend on, say, going to the pub. And so if they blow it all in one night, that's them home for the rest of the week. And they'll learn to pace themselves.
Well, Charlotte Rennick, thank you very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for calling me.
Londoner Charlotte Rennick, manager of The Ship, which is a pub in Soho. If you're unfamiliar with her use of the term yob, this is from the BBC's website. It says, the usual suspects include lager louts, soccer hooligans, and teenagers who hang out on street corners. In fact, any young person who displays a disregard for orderly behavior and a disrespect for their elders is likely to be able to be labeled a yob. If you think this might describe you or someone you know, you could take the Are You a Yob quiz by going to our website at npr.org.